Good morning, Rabbi Sai. A couple of halachas that I picked up when I was looking through the Matei Ephraim to do with this coming Shabbos, Shabbos Shuvah. First thing he says in Siman Tov Reish Beis, Seif Mem Dalet, he says, Omrim Tzidkos Chatzedek, the Mincha we say Tzidkos Chatzedek, Afilik Shikol Avim Kibla Machroson, which doesn't apply this year, Ve'en Omrim Loi Perek V'loi Bochi Nafshi. We finished off saying, four times round, Pirkei Avos on the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. So there's no Pirkei Avos this week, and there's no Bochi Nafshi that we start after Sukkos. And interesting, the Aleph Lamata writes, what's the reason why we can have a Mincha without any additions? What's the reason why we can have a Mincha without Perik, a Mincha without Bochi Nafshi? He says, Ein Atam B'Levush, he brings down from the Levush the reason. Why? L'fisha B'Lavochi Horav Dorish Divrei Musa. The rabbi is giving a speech. We've got the Shabbos Shuvah Drosha. He says, we've got a Shabbos Shuvah Drosha, therefore we don't need, in addition to the Shabbos Shuvah Drosha, we don't need Bochi Nafshi, and we don't need Pirkei Avos. And then he comes up with a very, very interesting suggestion. This is the Elef Lamate, one of the Mephoshim on the Mate Ephraim. And he says, but what about in a shul where they don't have a Shabbos Shuvah Drosha? Yeah, what about where there's no Rov? Or he says, for Efsha, he says, Lufiza Efsha, by Yoris Katanois, in small communities, She'en Lahem Chocham Hadoirish, where they do not have a rabbi who's going to give a big Shabbos Shuvah Drosha in the big shul, and everybody's going to come in. He says, Efsha, he suggests that in the last week of Pirkei Avos, where we read two prokim, Hey and Vov, in a place where there's not going to be a Shabbos Shuvah Drosha, he suggests that you should only say Perek Hay in the last week of the summer season and leave Perek Vov for this Shabbos to add to Mincha, because there isn't a Shabbos Shuvah Drosha to act as a substitute for Bochi Nafshi or Pirkei Avos. So he says, Efshe Shloi Saim Aprokim Shabbos Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, where we say two Prokim, V'anichu Perek Shono Chachomim and leave Perek Vov La'oimim B'Shabbos Shuvah. And then he says, or maybe it's better just to stick to the regular minig of what everybody else is doing and not to change the minig. But it's an interesting concept, it's an interesting idea. One other thing that he mentions, this is the Mati Ephraim in Mem Zayin. Again, a very interesting idea in the Ketzei HaMatzah this time. He says that even if you're not makpid every week to eat Milava Malka, or if you are makpid to eat Malava Malka, but you're not makpid every week to wash for Hamoitzi, for Malava Malka, but this week you should. It's one of those things, he says, like Paspalta and other things where we are more makpid. We're more makpid on things on Minhokim and Pedigua. Yeah, there are a number of things he brings down where people are more makpid during the Aseret Meitshuva. There's some people who wash, like we wash on Pesach at the Seder, where we wash before Karpas. For some people who wash their hands before eating peiros and things like that, there's a whole discussion about whether to do Kiddush Levana before or after. But he says, Malav Malki is one of those things where you could be Machmir this week. And he says, interesting, he says, and you don't need to worry that maybe it's sort of a neder or some sort of undertaking that Rabbi Shalom will see, I'm keeping the Malav Malki this week, so therefore I've got a Chiyuv after week, because I know already Lechatchila that I'm not going to do it next week. In other words, it's not a commitment for the future. It's something that you're taking on. You're saying, it's the Aseret Meitshuva. I want to be a little bit more makpid. I want to be a little more careful, even on the Yonim Minhag. And that should be a schus for everybody.
Started over Turaway, North West London. Friday, Dalet Tishri, 26th September. Rabbi Eli Pickschlieter, Hakhel. This week's Torah been spontaneously Nishmas, Rabbi Yosef Dovin, Rabbi Shimon, Michael Tzvi, Itzkovitz, Zichron Abrocha. Devoted founder and organizer of Start Your Day, the Turaway, London, Golders Green. It is Chus Hashvoy Ma Chalim by Milchamot Sheyachzu Levotem Shalom Bin Hiro.
Shushem Le'eloi Nishmas, our dear friend Dudi, Rabbi Yosef Dov Ben Shmuel Nichol Tzvi, Zichrono Levracha, and may our learning be as a chus for his neshama. This week's parsha, we learn the mitzvah of Hakel, and there's this magnificent display of people coming around the Beis Hamikdash. Can you imagine how many people? All Klal Yisrael, At the moment, they assume that there are 15.8 million Yidden in the world. So add to that the 10 lost tribes. You can get a magnificent number of people coming around to the Beis HaMikdosh on the second day of Sukkot, after the Shemitah year, to hear the king read from the Sefer Torah. It's not the king, it's the Kohen Gadol. He reads from Parshas Devarim, Elad Roim, up to the first paragraph of Shema, and then Voim Shema, Aser to Aser, and the people listen. What does the Pasuk say? Hakel Esa'om. Assemble the people. Hanashim, Vanashim, Vahataf. Men, women, and children. Why? So the Torah gives a reason for this mitzvah. Leman yishmu, or leman yilmadu, that they will listen, they will learn. V'yoru'es Hashem lokeichem. Yiras Shemaim. Can you imagine the emotional impact of being around with so many people and hearing the words of the Sefer Torah? This inspires to give Yiras Shemaim. V'shomru la'asos is kol divrei ha'Torah. And then what about the young children? Uvenehem, asher lo yodu. They don't really know yet. The children don't really understand. They don't have that grasp. What's the din with them? Yishmu, they will still listen. Velomdu, and they will learn the Yiras Hashem Elokeichem. It's to learn Yiras Shemaim. To fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does one come to do Yiras Shemaim? This is the way that the Torah prescribes to be done every 7 years. To get fear of Hashem. In GGBH, when they were deciding who to choose as a Rav, and they were fielding various candidates, the Gabba was sounding out people, and he came up to me and he said, "What do you think of this former candidate?" And I said, "Look, I'm sure he's a great Talmid Chacham, but I want somebody who can put the fear of God into me." He said, "Oh, you can get an Eged bus driver to do that." But we're not dealing today with the logistics of how you get 15.8 million people around the Beis HaMikdosh. Can you imagine the health and safety regulations? And can you imagine the way of organizing it? How many children? How many babies are there? Tough means the young children. I mean, if you've got 15.8 million Yidden there, then you can work out statistically that there must be about 300,000 young babies and toddlers. Can you imagine the noise and the crying and the need for nappies, and how are you going to keep them all quiet? And interestingly, the Sefer Aderes, Zeche Lamikdosh, Rav Rabinovitz Tumim writes, how is it possible to bring tens of thousands of young children? They are crying and screaming. Who's going to look after them in Akiyosom to keep them clean? At the place of the Beis HaMikdosh. So he concludes, it must be a nace. It's a nace that the children are going to be quiet. And the Pachad Yitzchok says that this is a zecha to Mamad Har Sinai. Such an amazing event. So the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Gimel, talks about a story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Barocha and Rabbi Eliezer ben Chisma. They went to greet their Rebbe. Their Rebbe was Rabbi Yeshua, the Bekir. Amar lahem, so Rabbi Yeshua said to them, Ma chidush hayo b'beis ha-medrash hayo? What did you learn today in yeshiva? Omru lo talmidecha anu, we are your pupils. Umeimech anu shusim, we drink from what you say. You should be teaching us. Why should we give you a chidush? Even so, there's no such thing as a Beis HaMidrash without a Chiddush in Torah. You must have learned some Chiddush. So tell me, Sonic, what you've been learning. And every week, they had different turns. So whose turn was it that week? Shabbos Shalmi Hoiso, Shal Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had a turn of standing up and giving a Chiddush. So what did he say? He quoted from Parshas Hakel. Umad Rashbo, Hakel es Om. Gather the people, Anoshim, Anoshim, Vataf, Im Anoshim, Boim, Lilmod, Anoshim, Boim, Lishmoa. So the men come to learn, the women come to listen, women don't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Lishmoa. Okay, Taf, Loma, Boim. So why do you bring the children? Kedei Litein, Schala, Mivyehem. To give a reward to those who bring them. Why did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah have to give us a reason? The Torah itself gives a reason. We learned that. To give you us Shemaim to everybody. But then he said, no, there's another reason. Taf Loma Boin, that we give a reward to those who bring them. Rabbi Yeshua said to them, Omar Lahem, Margalis Tova Hoysa Biyadchem. You had a precious jewel in your hands, Uvikashten Lovdom Imeni, and you wanted to withhold it from me. You had this amazing Chiddush, and you wanted to hold it back. Thank you very much. Shkoyach. But this is not just a Shkoyach, is it? He said, you withheld from me a precious jewel. you know, what's such a wonderful thing about what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said? Okay, very nice. Why does the Torah say bring the children? To give a reward to those who bring them. A shame of what? But for that Margulis Tova, what's this? A special precious jewel you've given me? What was he so excited about? After all, you know, somebody does a mitzvah in shul, you say to them, Shkoyach. Yeah. Okay, you spend hours and hours and hours practicing your Kriyas Torah and leaning from the Sefer Torah, you make one mistake and they pounce on you, and afterwards they go, Shkoyach. And if you stand up and you give a shir and you miss out half of what you were meant to say, but you crack a couple of silly jokes, they go, Shkoyach! So you get this Shkoyach, and you get Shkoyach! But here is more than that. What Rabbi Yeshua is saying to them is not Shkoyach or Shkoyach, it's you had a precious jewel. I mean, what is this amazing thing that excited him so much? And as we asked, why did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah have to give a reason at all? The Torah itself gives a reason. So the Ramban says that the Pasuk is only referring to the children who are just below the age of Chinuch, but they understand. They understand what's going on. It's not referring to the babies, to the toddlers. The babies and toddlers, according to Kli Yoko, it's like sticks and stones. You know, a young child knows what's going on, a baby who's crying in the crib. So what's the idea there? So it can't be the reason given in the Pasuk of Lamayn Yishmu and Lamayn Yilmadu. A young baby. So then we're saying, oh, give a schar, we give a reward to those who bring them. So that is the view of the Ramban. The Minchas Chinuch ignores the Ramban, and the Maharsha talks about it, that the Torah doesn't really specify the age for the which are the youngsters, and which can understand, which can't understand. We group them all together. We all know that the mitzvah of chinuch is different opinions, 6, 7 years old, three Megodim says 5 or 6, the Bach 6 or 7, the Beis Yosef 7 or 8, different ages, the Meiri 11 or 12, but there are two types of children, says the Marshal. Those who are close to the chinuch age and who can grasp what's going on, and if not now, then later, and it will dawn on them, that's one kind. And the second kind are the babies and the toddlers. They have no clue what's going on. So we need Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to give this extra reason which the Pasuk does not give, namely, not just Yiras Shomayim, but also to give a schar, to give a reward to those who bring them. So the Nesivos in his Nachlas Yaakov says, he says, Koshelovit, what's this mitzvah? There's no te'eles in bringing the young children. You could have left them at home. Ah, there's nobody at home to look after them because everybody's coming to Hakel. All right, you might get a Filipino, but nevertheless, there's a problem in getting the staff to do the babysitting. So you have to bring the children with in any case. So you can't leave the young babies at home. So you're bringing them in any case. And then when you bring them along, so the Torah gives it in the Loshon of a Mitzvah, and that they get a schar for bringing them along. That's nice, because you're bringing them in any case. But for that, you give a schar just because you bring them in any case. All right, so you bring them along. But why should you have to have a schar? Because the implication is that the children are getting some sort of benefit or some sort of mitzvah from it, even though they have not yet reached the age of chinuch. So the Chasam Sofer there on that Gemara says, he says the schar is given to the parents to bring the children because they have to go through an effort in bringing those children. You have to get them dressed, you've got to keep them quiet, you've got to get the car seat ready and the security in the car and so on. So all this is an effort. And even if the children are not disturbing, they're a distraction. Shh, hush, be quiet, please, you know. So the husband or the wife, whoever's looking after the child, has a problem in hearing the laning going on from the king. Therefore, as a compensation of not being able to hear properly, and because of the distraction, the person is given a sechar. So the parent has a reward as if to compensate because they're not being able to do the mitzvah of Hakel properly. And this is hinted at in the Gemara. If the men and women are coming to learn and to listen, then why do you bring the kids if they disrupt? You're not learning and listening. So by giving that chinuch to children, even though they're so young, Hashem is compensating you. An important lesson for chinuch, that you're giving up something of yourself in order to teach the young generation. Ah, so Tosfos actually say from this mitzvah Hakel, we learn to bring young children to shul. But we know fully well from the Shulchan Aruch and Tovkuf Peites that you don't bring children to shul if they're disruptive. So why do you bring them in Hakel? If they're disruptive in shul, you don't bring them. Is the Chasam Sofer really talking about the mitzvah chinuch, or is he talking about something else? There must surely be a to'eles for the young children as well. And we do find instances in Gemara where a kind of mitzvah is done with a very young child, even though that child has not yet reached the age of chinuch. For example, the Gemara Yerushalmi Nevamos Pe'alav talks about when Rabbi Yeshua was a baby, his mother took him in the pram outside the Beis HaMedrash that he should hear the learning going on in the Beis HaMedrash. That the sound of the learning will have a hashpah on him. And you might say, well, what age was he? He was a tiny baby. Does he really know what's going on? But that's what she did. We have another example in Mishnah in Sukkah where Shammai has his daughter-in-law is giving birth. So what does he do? He knocks off plaster of the ceiling and he puts schach in it because it's on Sukkos. It's chalamoid. And so he breaks the plaster, he puts schach on top so that when the baby is born, it's a baby boy, he's born into the sukkah. Now, for whose purpose is that? It can't be for his daughter-in-law because she doesn't have the mitzvah of sukkah. So who's got the mitzvah? Nobody else is in the sukkah except the mother and the baby. So he's doing it for the benefit of the baby, that the baby is born into the sukkah, but the baby doesn't have a mitzvah of sukkah. So, well, I don't know. He obviously had a scan done beforehand to know it was a boy. So the Pnei Yeshua asks on this. He says, Ein tam the chumra zu. This is a chumra and there's no reason for it. What's the point of opening up the roof that the baby is born into a sukkah? Is there really a to'eles? And it says the actual words in the Mishnah of Kafches, Ma'asav Yodah Kalosah Shel Shama Zokayin, and it says he opened up the Maziva of Sichich Al Gav Mitzvah Bishvil Koton for the sake of that baby being born. So it wasn't for anybody else.
You know what? That baby, when it grows up, he'll know that his grandfather opened up the roof, so he could be born under a sukkah. It would be a tremendous.
Thank you. I'm coming to a concept like that. You're right. Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin said, of course young people don't have the mitzvah before the age of chinuch, but they nevertheless get a schar. Why? Because the world exists for tzinokos shel beis rabon. We learn from the Gemara Shabbos, Kuf Yotes, and we know how important it is to teach young children, even if they're yet at a position where they don't understand. It's like Eina Mitzvah V'Osa. You're given a mitzvah, you're commanded to do it, you get a schar. If you're not commanded to do it, and you still do it, Eina Mitzvah V'Osa, okay, you don't have the mitzvah, but there's still a schar. So even a guy who is doing a mitzvah who's not commanded to it, like we know from Doma Ben Nusino with Kiburov, that he got a big schar by the Por Aduma for what he did. He didn't have that mitzvah. So, and we know that for dishonoring parents, we know that Chom was punished. So the when the guy is Ein Mitzvah Vayis, there's still a mitzvah and there's still an Aveira. So Tosfos in Kedushin says, Ki k'meshem tzaveh hari hu doeg v'mitztai yoseh pein yavar aleihem, that a person is worried that the mitzvah is not being done properly. And the person who's not commanded to do the mitzvah is also worried that they're not doing the mitzvah properly. So therefore, when the child is doing the mitzvah, it gets a schar. Ah, but a baby doesn't worry. You can't say Eina Mitzvah V'Osa when you're talking about a baby. We do know that in addition to the stories we've mentioned about the baby in the pram outside the Beis HaMedrash and about the sukkah with Shammai, we also know in Hilchos Kashrus that there's such a thing as you do not feed a baby treifa food. Timtum Halev. It has an effect on them. So there, in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, it says, V'nitam tembom, V'nitmeisem bom, V'nitam tembom is the drosha, Altugi V'nitmeisem elo V'nitam tem. Gemara Yuma Lamates. And this is brought down to Halacha and Yeridel Simon Pei Aleph, and the Ramos says, not to feed young children. So you say, but they're not reached the age of Chinuch yet. But nevertheless, it has a hashpah on them. And the Pri Chodosh actually says, why do children grow up and later on in life go off the derech? Because as babies, they were fed non-kosher food. So we cannot underestimate the impact we're having on children, even at this very young age, even when they're babies. I mean, this baby in the story of Shammai wasn't even one day old. And yet, nevertheless, Shammai saw a reason to do what he was doing. The story is told about, I heard it was Dinah Brumsky who said this, but others tell me that it was Rav Shach who said this, that the reason why their children, they were asked, why did your children go off the derech? And he answered, because I did not sing Zemiris at the Shabbos table. That the young babies should be hearing the Zemiris, because it has an effect on them. It creates an atmosphere. So just like an Issur creates Timtum HaLev, so hearing the Zemiris or hearing words of Torah gives a sense of Kedusha, even if there's no Chiyuv, even if there's no real duty. I came across an amazing piece in the Sefer Tcheles Mordechai, Rav Sholom Shvadron. And he writes there on Parshas Vayelech about the mitzvah of Hakel. And he talks about a bris milah. So the child who gets the bris, 8 days old, gets a mitzvah. Alright, we grow up, we've got the mitzvah of bris milah. But that child has no clue as to what's going on. So what does it mean? It means that if I have a bris done on myself, and when I grow up, I do the same thing for my sons, then that is a proof and a demonstration that I wanted it done on myself when I was 8 days old. That I appreciate l'mafreya, that this was done on me, and I'm proving it by doing it on my own sons. So there we've got an interesting idea, he says, with Hakel. Because the child who comes to Hakel hasn't really got a clue what's going on, but might well have an influence on the child. The child hasn't reached the mitzvah of chinuch, so you say, why should the children be there? The Torah specifies you bring the young children. But when those young children grow up and they bring their children to Hakel, they are proving that the mafreya, they agreed to be doing so themselves when they were babies. So that, he says, is the schar, to give the schach l'mevi'ehem, that the schar of the drosha of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the schar is given to the parents for bringing the children. Why? Because the schar is given to the parents because they did it when they were babies. That's why they're given the schar. They're not being given the schar simply because they're carrying them along in a pram. They're giving a schar because they themselves attended Hakel when they were children, and now the mafreya, because they are doing the mitzvah themselves, they are rewarded for it when they are adults. An amazing chiddush of Rav Sholom Shvadron. Kishe yagdil v'yechanech gam hu es beno l'torah. When a person brings up his child to Torah, oz yechshav gam lo zuchus l'mafreya, then he himself gets that zuchus retrospectively from when he was a young child. V'lochein, and therefore, b'mitzvahs Hakel, in the mitzvah of Hakel, nitztavu lahavi gam esataf, the mitzvah is to bring also the young babies, lahashmiyam kol Torah, that they should hear the sound of Torah, even if they don't really have much of a clue as to what's going on. Uvazei yiskadshu, they become kadosh by it, but by growing up, they will then appreciate that they had been brought to Hakel, proving it by the fact that they're bringing their own children to Hakel. So just like with the bris milah, the father gets rewarded for his bris milah, even though he had no say in it when he was 8 days old. But by the fact that he's doing it when he's an adult, that in itself gives him the mitzvah l'mafreya. Now we remember we spoke about the mother of Rabbi Yeshua, who brought her child in a pram to the Beis HaMedrash. And we asked, why was Rabbi Yeshua so excited when he heard this Kiddush of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? He said, Margalis Tova, this is of precious jewel you're telling me about this drosha, that there is a schar given to those who bring them. Bearing in mind the words of Rav Sholom Shvadron, the Ben Yehoyada writes, and the Meshech Chochma writes, that everyone's wondering, why was this baby brought to the Beis HaMedrash? To give a reward to those who bring them. Namely, that the mother was doing a wonderful thing by bringing the baby to the Beis HaMedrash. But when that baby grows up, that baby does the same thing for his or her children, so they appreciate what was done to them when they were a child, and therefore they get the schar retrospectively. Rabbi Yeshua was so excited. He didn't just say shkoyach. He didn't say shkoyach. He said, "You've given me a precious jewel. I was that baby. I was the one who was brought by my mother in the pram to the Beis HaMedrash, and I could never understand it when I grew up and she told me that she took me to the Beis HaMedrash when I was in my pram. I thought, what on earth was she doing? What for? What hasoga could I possibly have when I'm a baby? And now you've told me this chiddush, that the schar to the ones who bring the child, because they had the same done to them when they were young children." He was so excited about it. And that's why he said, "You've given me a precious jewel. This is absolutely amazing. And I'm so glad that you told me this and you were going to hold this back to me because of this drosha of schar l'mevi'ehem." So we cannot underestimate the importance of chinuch for children even before they reach the age of chinuch, because it envelops them in kedusha, like the child being born into a sukkah is surrounded by kedusha. So the child in the Beis HaMedrash, it has an effect, it has an impact. And we don't know how subconsciously it affects them when they're older. And scientists say now that they can identify patterns in baby brain activity from soon after conception, before they're even born, that their brain is working. And they're saying that until the age of 3, their brain is absorbing more than they absorb at any other time later on in their lives. Can we believe it? Before the age of chinuch. So that means that even small, simple actions, and this is an important idea now, we're in the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, even small, simple actions, which might not be mitzvahs, oh, I'm not commanded to do this, but you're doing it as part of Tomim Tiyeh Mashem Erekecho. You're doing it part of the idea of Deveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Yiras Shemaim, which stems from it, which is all about the mitzvah of Hakel. If we get Yiras Shemaim from the mitzvah and the impact of Hakel. And by those ideas, that even if we're not reached yet the age of chinuch, but we create a deveikus for our children and an inspiration for our children, that we're enveloped inside a mitzvah for ourselves and for our children, that will bring about children of Tinokos Shobeis Rabbon who will, as adults, be able to do the same for their next generation and their next generation. And it all happens before the age of chinuch has actually started. And that is the lesson which we can bring with us, not just for Parshas Vayelech, but for the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. This is what will bring about a Geula v'Yeshua, should be for all Klal Yisrael, a Gemach HaSim HaTovah.
Thank you.
Sorry. Thank you. Thank
usually,
you.
Yeah. The two parshas usually go together. One is Netzuvim and one is Vayelech. This is one occasion, a rare occasion, where Vayelech is on its own.
40% of the year.
How many?
40%. Whenever Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday or a Tuesday, Vayelech is separate from Netzuvim.
Riboy Kikila, we've just learned, isn't it? So, the Maaseh Izeh was the Semes once asked the Imre Emes, his son, that when he was a little child, how do you reconcile these two things? He learned the Chayda? Yeah. What did the Rebbe say? Netzuvim Vayelech. So what is it? Either it's Netzuvim or the Vayelech, or the Steitman or the Geitman. Either you stand in one place or you're moving. Bit of a paradox. So he said to him, "Atem Netzuvim." The whole of Sefer Dvurim is essentially a rebuke. And therefore, in the Divrei Techucha, Moshe Rabbeinu, in his last chapter of his life, was telling them, there's no chochmas. You can't stand on one place. But I'm telling you, you are, because Atem Netzuvim. But Vayelech Moshe, if you want to be a Hoylech, then you have to emulate Moshe Rabbeinu. But if you want to stand in one place, then you either you fall or you don't. We're saying it all the time. On the night of Rosh Hashanah, even on the night of Yom Kippur, we say that there was one of the great visions of the Rebbe. They used to give a krechts and used to say, Miyale Bahar Hashem, to keep saying, Miyale Bahar Hashem, not to be give a krechts. Oi! One thing to go up, but to stay there, used to give a krecht beforehand, because it's much more difficult to stay on the madrega that we are achieving. Baruch Hashem, I have to give beautiful days now, shuna, el beforehand, says in my chiva, and Yom Kippur, so the Atem Nitzuvim, but afterwards it's Vayayelach Moshe. If you don't continue to ascend, then one drops. There's no standing in one place. You have to be Vayayelach in order not to be in the dark of Atem Nitzuvim. I had a very, very nice thought, although it's taken from Rosh Hashanah, but it's still a beautiful thought I had from the Pnei Menachem, when we repeated this, the Aftorah of Chanah. He mentioned the Pnei Menachem once that when he was a young child in Poland, before the war, there was a story that happened there in the Gerebus Medrash. And a man came apparently from a distance, and he was a modern man. He had no beard, and he was a modern hat, modern dress, and he asked the Gabuim, I come from a long distance, came from Austria, from Vienna, and I came because I got to Zure and I want to go into the Rebbe. And they told him, you know, it's a very, very difficult time at this moment because Heilige Tag. He says, yeah, that's why I made it the effort to come and travel in these days. He says, the Rebbe, one of the Meshamshim had Rachmunus on him, and he could see that the Yid is verweitigt and that he's sad. So he said, the Rebbe learns with his children a Shia. Now, and nobody goes in there, nobody disturbs. But then he goes out of the room and he goes towards Davin and Mincha and the Besmedesh. This corridor you see over here, he comes out of that door. I'm not mixing in, he says, but if you stand here in this corridor and you stop the Rebbe at this point and you ask him, whatever it may be, we won't interfere. We will not interfere. So, Kachava, the man stood there in humility and the door opened. And the Rebbe, the Heilige Imre Emes, walked out of the room and following him were his children. And the Shir was finished and the Rebbe made his way to Davin Mincha. The man stood there, and as the Rebbe passed him, he stood there and he said, Chvil maske zaman tochter, I want to mention my daughter because she is not well and she's older. So the Rebbe said to me, Chonish kanzat, I haven't got any time now. At this point, the man who was verweitigt, he was sad, he lost it. And he said to the Rebbe, 25 years I've got time for this daughter, and the Rebbe hasn't even got 1 minute for me. The Chassidim were mamish shaking because it was a very unusual outburst. And the Rebbe turned around to him, he said to him, Wus fehlt dir? What would you like? So he told the Rebbe over, he's got a daughter, she's older, and she was sick, she was diagnosed by doctors that she needs to. She's not going to live long, and she needs to get married, and I've got only this one daughter. And so the Rebbe said to him, Fugesinterheit zahl mitzlich, sie trastnuben, sie zagesind. Straight out. She'll get married, she'll be well. And then years passed and the war fell in Poland and they made their way to Eretz Yisrael. And the Pnei Menachem was before his chasana, he asked his father, Mamash, in his father's last years, he says to him, then I didn't have the guts and the ha'uza to ask you. But now I want to ask you. What did you think in the first place when you said to the man, when he came towards you, that Yid from Vienna, and he said to you his problem, and you said, and then afterwards he had this outburst, and then you looked like you reconsidered. So I just wanted to understand, Yilamdaini Rabbaini, Mistachman Tate, I want to know, what did you mean, have in mind? So his father looked towards his son and he said to him, Pinchas Lamach Tazum, you had af Teure, the Groise Teig of Maftechana. In Maftechana, the Novi relates that Elia Koyen stopped her in supplication when she was davening in the Besmigdish, and he said to her, Siri Yainech Meyolayech, take away the wine. Why are you coming here, intoxicated woman? This is not a place to come when you are drunk. And she said to him, no, Ishuk Shasriach Onoichi, it's not true. I am really a woman who has got a heavy heart, and that is why I'm over here, and I'm davening to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that he should help me. So the Rebbe said to him, was pshatn de? Elia Koyen is doch gewin a Novi. So he said, a Rebbe feels the Tzure of a Yid who comes to him from the moment he comes, even before he opens his mouth, he recognizes the Tzure and lies on the heart of the Tzaddik in the same way that it lies on the heart of that person. Elia Koyen saw that, according to Chazal, Chana was already expecting a baby. And the raya from it, because they learned it from the Pusik, when he said to her, Yiten Hashem es Shailusaych, that means that on the face of it, superficially, that the Rebbeinu Shalom should fulfill your request. Because Shailusaych is missing an Aleph. Now, if you look inside, Sheilusech, without the Aleph, is read also allusion of Shalyu, embryo. And therefore, Eli was saying to her, what's Kim's to do? You're already sorted, you're already cleared, you're already expecting a baby. So why are you here? And then, eventually, Shitaka went, and she had this child, Shmilanubi. So he said, when this Yid came towards me, he came in the corridor. I saw that this Yid is fine. His daughter is, she's going to go up, and she's going to be well eventually. She's sick now, but she's going to be well, and she's going to get married, and she's going to have three children. And all this is what transpired. But the Masa, at that moment of time, that Yid didn't know that. And for that Yid, it was for him a place of desperation. So when he came to me and he said, he started to speak, and I said to Michonish Kanzat, because I didn't see that there was something of great pressing importance that had to be done right now. So Memaila, I said to him, Michonish Kanzat, yes. But then, in reconsideration, when he saw, I could see tears in his eyes, and he said to me, oh, I haven't got 1 minute for you, and 25 years I'm looking after this daughter, and the Rebbe hasn't got 1 minute. So then I wanted to placate him, because I felt that his tzar and his tzura and his pain was lying on his heart, that didn't make any difference what I would tell him, and so therefore I listened to him. Once he was finished, I gave him the bruche. But Nemes Nils, the bruche was chal before. Yiten Hashem es Shailusech. So the Eibish Zolzan Taka Amatzav, in these moments, in these days, Zolzan Terem Ekro Elai Vani Ene, like we said yesterday, aufgerocht werden, ganz klar Lissur, for a gemach, sima teuwe, olfen werden mit Shem, ab shel fagit gesind, lechtig, gewenscht you.
If he was
expecting, he could have been drunk. He says, Thank you.